Bible study, clothed in mercy, a study of Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. Introduction, the scene in the heavenly court. The book of Zechariah is filled with visions that God gave to encourage his people during a time of rebuilding and restoration. In Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1 through 5, we are brought into a heavenly courtroom scene where Joshua the high priest stands before the angel of the Lord, representing God's divine presence. Important clarification. This Joshua is not the same Joshua who succeeded Moses and led Israel into the Promised Land. This is Joshua the high priest, a spiritual leader who ministered after the Babylonian exile during the time of temple reconstruction, Ezra chapter 3 verse 2. In this passage, Joshua is standing before the angel of the Lord, interpreted by many as a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ or a manifestation of God through his Spirit. And Satan is at his right hand, not to help, but to accuse. This passage beautifully illustrates how God deals with sin, guilt, forgiveness, and restoration, not only for Joshua, but for every believer who turns to him in repentance. Verse-by-verse breakdown of a Chrysotan's application, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, New King James Version. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. Joshua is in the presence of God. Satan, meaning accuser, is standing at his right hand, likely Joshua's, based on the grammar, to oppose him, pointing out his faults and past sins. This reflects the enemy's role even today, trying to bring condemnation, shame, and discouragement to God's people. A Chrysotan's insight. This aligns with Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, which calls Satan the accuser of our brethren. Even when we try to live for God, Satan wants to bring up our past failures to disqualify us from our purpose. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2, New King James Version. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" God doesn't allow Satan to have the final word. The Lord rebukes him. He describes Joshua as a brand plucked from the fire, a burning stick pulled from destruction. This means Joshua was rescued from sin, judgment, or ruin. Despite Satan's accusations, God says, "I saved him." Christian parallel. Just like God saved Joshua, he saves us, pulling us out of sin, addiction, brokenness, or rebellion when we obey Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3, New King James Version. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Joshua's filthy garments represent sin, guilt, and spiritual uncleanliness. He stood before the Lord dirty, just like all of us before salvation. Christian reflection, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, "Our righteousness is like filthy rags. But through the name and blood of Jesus, we are cleansed and made new." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 4, New King James Version. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes." God commands his angels to remove the filthy clothes, a symbol of forgiveness and removal of iniquity. Then he says, "I will clothe you with rich robes," symbolizing righteousness, grace, and new identity. Christian application. This mirrors what happens when we repent and get baptized in Jesus' name. Our sins are washed away. Acts chapter 22, verse 16, and we are clothed with Christ's righteousness. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 5, New King James Version, and I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. The turban was part of the priest's holy garments, Exodus chapter 28, verses 36 through 39. It often had "Holiness to the Lord" engraved on it. God is not just forgiving Joshua, he's restoring him to ministry. The angel stood by, a sign of approval and continued presence. Christian encouragement. Not only does God cleanse us, but he also restores our purpose. Your past does not disqualify you when God has redeemed you. Conclusion. from accusation to restoration. In Zechariah 3 verses 1 through 5, we witness accusation by Satan, intervention by the Lord, cleansing, removal of filthy garments, and restoration, new clothes and renewed calling. This passage powerfully echoes what God still does today. Satan accuses, but the Lord rebukes the accuser and says, "I saved this one." Through repentance and baptism in Jesus' name, our sins are removed. Through the Holy Ghost, we are empowered to walk in righteousness, and through His mercy, He restores our calling. Romans 8 and 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Final takeaway. No matter how filthy your garments may feel, Jesus is able to clothe you in righteousness. You are not beyond saving. You are not too far gone. If you turn to Him in obedience and faith, He will cleanse, cover, and restore you.